It is the Labor Day weekend, and you'll have an extra night to go to the movies. To help us figure out if there's anything worth seeing this weekend, here is Mark Jordan Legan with Slate's Summary Judgment.
If you've been putting off any of those last-minute summer chores, now might be a good time to get to them because it is pretty slim pickings at the multiplex this weekend. A sci-fi actioner with supposedly more turbulence behind the camera than in front of it, Babylon AD stars Vin Diesel as a tough-as-nails mercenary hired to smuggle a mysterious woman into futuristic New York City.
Save the planet. What for? Life's simple. Kill or be killed. A survivor's code. My code. It all sounds great until the day you find yourself confronted by a choice. A choice to make a difference or to walk away and save yourself. I learned something that day. Too bad it was the day I died.
Set in the not-too-distant future, Babylon AD is not getting much love in the now-present-present. The London Daily Mirror shrugs, action-packed but meandering. Empire magazine calls it brawny but brainless techno-twaddle. And Variety complains a noisier, costlier version of Children of Men. Don Cheadle stars in the political thriller Traitor. A former special agent is suspected of helping certain terrorist organizations, and a determined FBI agent becomes obsessed with bringing this elusive ex-agent to justice. Guy Pearce and Jeff Daniels also star.
Everything all right, brother? Have faith and stay close.
Overall, the critics applaud Traitor. Genuinely gripping, shouts The Hollywood Reporter. The Chicago Tribune finds it a good, twisty, absorbing work. And the Philadelphia Inquirer cheers Don Cheadle delivers an electrifying performance. And as many young Americans start their college educations this week, why, it wouldn't be the end of summer without a raucous, beer-fueled sex comedy like College. Yes, teen star Drake Bell leads a cast of young actors who decide to visit a local college campus as prospective freshmen, hoping for the wildest weekend of their lives.
We're in town for the weekend, and we were just kind of wondering if you guys could show us around.
What college are you visiting from?
We're actually still in high school.
Alrighty then. I'll see you guys later.
Much like overwhelmed freshmen not being able to turn in a term paper on time, the studio didn't make College available to the critics for advanced screenings. Maybe they worry about a bad grade. Or maybe they just overslept. In fact, here's a little advice from those of us here at Summary Judgment. Never sign up for a class that starts before 9 a.m. You will never go. We polled 1,000 college freshmen about this, and 12 agreed with us, 7 didn't, and 981 were passed out dead asleep and couldn't answer.
Mark Jordan Legan is a wide-awake writer living in Los Angeles.